CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via EchoLink node 545072. Well, tonight I'm having trouble. I can't get connected to EchoLink, so could be an anomaly with me that the system is not working correctly tonight. So we'll see as the evening goes on. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Please give your name and your location, and signal whether you would like to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. We have a few tonight. I'm going to check in at this time, my husband Mark. W2MJB, he is in the other room here at home. Then I'd like to check in Fred and Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next, I have checked in Fletch from Easley, K4YNG, Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI, Bill from Anderson, KC4W, Patrick from Penrose, KO4HKX, and Shane from 6 Mile, KJ4. Thank you for using our early check-in opportunity. Anybody's welcome to do that anytime they'd like to. Just an added convenience for us. All right. Next, I will go to EchoLink stations just in case EchoLink is working for someone somewhere. So we'll try EchoLink stations only at this time. Please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via EchoLink, Independence, Ohio, in and out.
Net control, please check in KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John, and Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, please check in Kilo 4, Zulu, X-ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County, and I'm negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome our EchoLink stations tonight. Landon from Independence, Ohio, KG4WNP. Thank you for checking in tonight, Landon. I hope your trip is what you expect. And I would also like to recognize John from Belton, KJ4HKC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. John. And next I have Steve checking in from Harris Mountain, K4ZZX. Thank you for checking in tonight. I appreciate it. All right. I'm glad to hear EchoLink is working everywhere else, just not at my place. So I will periodically check for EchoLink, but it won't be as prompt as usual unless somebody wants to come on and give me a signal that there are Echolink stations waiting to check in. So, let's see. Tonight being Monday, we will begin with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in tonight, please call KN4HTP.
KO4HEL, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo, Lima. This is Ann in River Falls, and I'll be negative in 8.
4HTP. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November, Harry in Cabot, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight, Wendy, thanks.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Ed from River Falls, KO4HEL. Thank you for checking in tonight, Ed. And also Harry from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Harry. Is there anyone else that would like to check in at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel? Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP.
You check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EYD. This is David in Whitmire.
Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, negative and negative. Berg, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November.
KN4HTP.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
HTP. Joe Mark, we say hello. Please check in. Kilo, November 4th, Uniform Bravo Golf at KN4 UBG, Kevin, over here in Mountain Inn, your neighbors, 73 to you, everybody on the net.
Please check in and out, Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David from Whitmire, KO4EYV. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Next, I'd like to welcome Nelson from Spartanburg, KO4GUN. There was a tone that came along with your signal. I don't know what that means, but I just thought I'd let you know. Thank you for checking in tonight. It's nice to have you checking in with us. Also, I'd like to welcome Brian from Simpsonville, KO4HON. Thank you for checking in tonight, Brian. There was a lot of scratchy noise in with your signal as well. And we're close. Well, I guess that doesn't matter because we're hitting off the repeater. So anyway, I just thought I'd let you know about that, but I am able to hear you. I just wanted to let you know how your signal's doing. Then I'd like to welcome Kevin from Fountain Inn, KN4UBG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kevin. And then Richard from Slaptown, KK4FTU. Thank you for checking in tonight, Richard. You're one of my favorite stations. All right, is there anyone else? One more time for Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP. HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Joey, mobile and easily, KN4WJT. Thank you for checking in tonight, Joey. It's good to have you join us. And I hope you have a safe drive wherever you're headed. So thank you for checking in. All right, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, Kilo 4,
Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73 each for each one of you.
TP, hope you and Mark are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Wendy, say hi to Mark for us. Hope everyone else has a great night. 7-3.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James from Tuxedo, KK4 JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. Next, I'd like to welcome Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Sid, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next, I'd like to welcome Larry and his wife Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MSK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. I enjoyed your comment discussion the other night. I can't remember how many nights ago, just a few. Oh, it was about signal strength in Simpsonville and Roper Mountain being in the way and stuff like that. Anyway, it was interesting. I'm glad you asked the question, and I enjoyed hearing the answer. So, all right. Thank you for checking in. Is there anyone else at this time in the group India through Lima that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP.
Fox 4, Whiskey, Zulu Tango. Kilo Fox 4, Whiskey, Zulu Tango. Joey and Easley.
KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for rechecking with me on that, Joey. Now I have Kilo Fox 4, Whiskey, Zulu Tango. So I hope that's correct. If not, please give me a holler back, but thank you for correcting me. I like my log to be correct, so I appreciate that. All right, anyone else in the group India through Lima that would like to check in? India through Lima, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4HTP. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
4HTP. And K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, ma'am.
Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honey Pass, South Carolina, and I'd like to invite everybody to come over and check in with me on the net on Monday night up on 146-790 to Anderson, 2 meters net. I'm the net controller on Monday nights, and so I appreciate everybody can come over and check in with me. I'll be glad to have you. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be short time.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And she brings along her husband, Rick, and daughter, Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in, Miss Lorena. When you started to check in, I thought, yay! I like having other women on the radio. I like anybody on the radio. Let me put it that way. I'm not singling out, but... All right, next I'd like to welcome Walt in Inman, K4OIM. Good to hear you, Mr. Walt. Thank you for checking in. Next I have Pat from Malden, K4OSH. Thank you for checking in tonight, Pat. And then I have Anderson Station, but I was not at my best when you checked in. I got KF4CKT, and I know you call the Anderson Net sometimes. I just didn't get your name. So if you could check back with me, that would be great.
Yes, ma'am. My name's John, and I call the Net every Monday night over there. And so if you can come over on Monday nights and check in with me, and I appreciate it. I get a pretty good bit of check-in, and I enjoy running the Net. I've been doing it now for I don't even know how many years, maybe 15, 20 years, I don't know. Time goes by fast, and I hope you enjoy running the Net also. KF4CKT.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, John, for checking back with me. It's nice to hear you enjoy it, and you've been able to do it for so long. KF4CKT, I appreciate you checking in tonight, and I encourage anyone listening to try checking in on the Anderson Net, especially on Monday night when John is the net controller. So, all right, is there anyone else in the group Mike through Papa that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
KN4HTP,
Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John from Inman, KN4RJN. I have you down for some rag chew later, and I just want to let you know you need to turn up your olfactometer. I think that's a real word. Because I did bake an English top... checking in, and I'll get back to you for RACU. Next, I'd like to welcome Jim from Pelzer, KW4TS. Nice to have you checking in tonight, Jim. On my end, your signal was very scratchy, but I got you anyway. So thank you for checking in, and I'm not complaining. I'm just, letting you know what I'm hearing. So, and then I'd like to welcome Gabriel from Mills River, KN4TZW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gabriel. It's nice to have you on the radio with us. All right, looks like we'll do one more shout-out for Quebec Through Tango Group. Quebec Through Tango, please call KN4HTP.
HTP, this is K4ROW. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, Richard, and Greenwood. No traffic, no roundtable.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Rich from Greenville, K4ROW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rich. It's good to have you on the radio with us. All right, at this time, I'm going to move us to the next alphabetical group, and that is Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC. I'm the other David in Whitmire, and I'll be in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
HTP. Can you please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Hey, Miss Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
For HTP. KN4ZGA, that's Kilo November 4, Zulu Golf Alpha. And it's Robert from Molden. Hope you and Mark are doing well tonight.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David from Whitmire, KC4YLC. You two are the only people I talked to from Whitmire, and you're both named David. I think everyone there must have the same name. No, I'm kidding. Just being silly, but thank you for checking in, David. I appreciate it. Next, I'd like to welcome Tommy from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Tommy. And next, my friend Robert from Malden, KN4ZGA. You're sounding good. I'm glad your radio is working the way I'm thinking you're wanting it to, because you sound good on the radio, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. And please say hello to Miss Lisa for me. I'll have to invite her to check in. Well, I will right now invite her to check in. If she's around and would like to, I would love her to check in tonight. All right. Thank you, Robert, for checking in. Is there anyone else in the group, Uniform Through Zulu, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome the group Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
4 HTP. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4 DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. Negative and negative tonight.
KN4 HTP. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net tonight, Wendy.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David from Inman, KO4AOW. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. It's nice to have you join us on the radio. Next, I'd like to welcome Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jerry. I appreciate it. And then I'd like to welcome Dave from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for all the extra work you do behind the scenes and as a net controller to help this net run smoothly. All right, is there anyone else who would like to check in? Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I did want to let you know I did get my Echolink working, so if you want to check in by Echolink, I can now see that there would be a station waiting if you would like to. All right, at this time, we'll open the check-ins up to the group Alpha Through Zulu, the entire alphabet, Alpha Through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike. That's Jim and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. You mentioned I had a tone when I checked in before. Is it still there? Over.
This is KN4HTP, KO4GUN. No, the tone is gone. You have a good signal now. It's much better. So thank you for that, and let me know if there's any other feedback I can give you. All right, at this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim from Taylor's, K KO4BDM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. All right, is there anyone else who would like to check in at this time? Alpha through Zulu, the entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic steps for check-ins between RAG 2s. At this time, I'd like to invite John, KN4RJN, to make any comments. John, how's your day been?
KN4HTP, KN4RJN. I thought I smelled something. What did you bake? There was some interference there when you were telling me.
I did the English toffee milk chocolate cake tonight, and we are both raving about it. It is yummy.
That I'll be right over. Oh, day hadn't been too bad. Got my porch point painted today, which it desperately needed. And no, I didn't do it myself. My father always told me to never put off till tomorrow, which you can pay somebody else to do for you. So, but he got done with it and did a pretty good job, and now I can't step on it for 3 days. But other than that, things are going good.
Reminds me, my family has a cabin up in the mountain, in the Rocky Mountains, and every couple of years I get out that really oily stuff. I can't remember what it's called right now, but... linseed oil. Yeah, that oily stuff. Oil, linseed oil. And I put a really thick coat on that thing. And then nobody can walk on it. So I always do it the last day right before we leave. But I know what you mean. You can't step on it or you can leave marks. Or in my case, with the linseed oil, you'll just stick. So anyway, it's good to hear you get some stuff done. Or getting some other people to get some stuff done, stuff off your list. That's really good. Any wildlife stories? Anything interesting out in your yard lately?
I think the hawk is gone. And the woodchuck that lives under the barn out back, you know, I see him popping his head, or him or her, popping his head or her out every once in a while. But I noticed the other day that there's two of them out there, so... Either Daddy has come back from his long trip, or she found a new one. But in any event, there's two of them out there now. So we should have babies in the spring from the looks of it.
They continue to be good neighbors for you. I noticed that our bunny moved out, but that was about the time that Mark took some weed killer to the back lawn and getting rid of the kind of grass he doesn't like, so that he could encourage the kind of grass he does like to grow back there. So I think that's smart, bunny. Get out of the poison yard, go live in someone else's, but maybe he'll be back after the poison sinks in and we get the new grass planted and, you know, when it's an oasis out there again instead of a desolate brown patch of grass.
My lawn is covered in clover and dandelions, but at least it's green. so, anyway, but I have noticed down here in the basement in my radio room that I've got a little lizard that's been rolling around in here, and he's pretty fat. And there's a few, you know, bugs and beetles and that kind of thing down here every once in a while, so I just let him go because he's taking care of those from what I can tell. I don't know if he eats spiders or not. I wish he would because I got cobwebs in the corner that I need to clean, but he does take care of everything else, and the flies have disappeared, so I think he's getting them too.
I think that lizard sounds like a really good roommate. I'm glad you're keeping him around, and I was initially going to be worried that he couldn't find enough to eat, but now it sounds like, based on his size, he's healthy, so that's really good. I used to have a cat that ate bugs. We lived in an old house in Topeka, and there were bugs, what can I say? And this cat was my knight in shining armor because it hung out with me all the time, and whenever it found a bug, it either ate it or trapped it so that I could end the poor little bug's life. So, actually, they were really ugly cockroaches, so I didn't feel bad about that at all. But that was the best pet I had, that cat who would eat bugs. So I recommend you keep that lizard. And on the topic of cobwebs, I think around here, I have never had as many cobwebs in a house in my life since I moved down here. And I'm wondering if they just happen without even a spider's help sometimes. They just start growing down from the ceiling. I don't know.
Fortunately, the dog stays down here with me a lot, so there is dog here in with the cobwebs. And I'm trying to keep up with that is a bit much, and I need to run a vacuum and get my Swiffer and go along the light fixtures and up in the rafters and just everywhere and clear some of this out. But it's a lot, you know, the basement is a full basement, so it's a good sized room, or actually two or three rooms. And usually I'm either on the radio or on the computer or watching TV or trying to write or doing something and cleaning all this stuff. It doesn't bother me near as much as my wife when she comes down, but so she doesn't come down very often. But yeah, it's a bit to keep up with. And as far as the cobwebs grow, I think they just, you know, appear out of the void sometimes because I haven't seen that many spiders down here, but except little bitty, you know, little bitty tiny ones. But they keep busy, that's for sure.
It sounds like it's your space, and you should be able to keep it how you want it. It's like I like the idea of having a space, and it has a built-in people repellent, you know? If people don't like the cobwebs and the occasional bug, then they don't show up. I have a space like that here, only my people repellent is keeping it nice and cold. So I like to be cooler about 10 degrees than anybody else around me, and if I keep my space, my art room cold, then I don't give it as many visitors. Not that I'm complaining about the people I live with. I have a good family, but, you know, sometimes alone time is a good thing. So I respect your space, and if the cobwebs only get cleaned out of there every month or so, no problem with that. Like I said, you've got a good roommate in that lizard.
Well, the main people repellent down here is the dog, because anybody that comes downstairs besides me gets barked at. That includes my wife, my grandchild, my daughter, just about anybody that comes down those steps that's not me, she's going to bark at them. So that's my main people repellent right there.
Noise factor and the ew factor with the cobwebs.
Keep it warm down here, because the thermostat that controls down here is actually upstairs, and she likes it a little bit, well, not a little bit, a lot cooler than I do, so I stay down here with my heater and the dog and a sweater and try to stay warm.
Quite an image of you there in the basement with your dog and your sweater and your heater and your cobwebs and your spider and your lizard. I love it. No. It's good that we're all different. That's all I can say. I love it that we're different.
Roger that. Had an interesting trip up to Greensboro over the weekend. Went up to visit my daughter and son-in-law and grandkids and take some stuff back that my granddaughter left down here and bring some stuff back that we left up there. So we make that trip every once in a while just to exchange things that one or the other forgot when they left the last time. But, Lord, it was raining the whole way up there, and a good chunk of the way back. That was some hard driving.
KN4HTP. Yeah, I think I remember you starting a rumor that you were thinking about moving a little closer to her. Is that true?
That's not a rumor. That's an actual fact. It probably won't be before spring, but we've been looking at houses up that way, and trying to figure out, you know, where we can get what we want at the quality we want, at the price we want, and still be reasonably close to the grandkids so we can help them. But he's working from home, and she's a lawyer, and one of her coworkers had been And so now she's having to quarantine. Fortunately, their house is big enough they can do that. But they need some help up there. And we're, you know, both retired, and we're willing to do it. And my wife wants to get close to the grandkids anyway. So it's, when I moved here, I said, well, actually, when I moved into the last house, I said, that's the last time I'm going to move. And we moved here, and I said, that's the absolute last time. So the moral of the story is never say never.
All your reasons for wanting to move, other than you saying that you've already moved for the last time twice. That one doesn't work, but the rest of them, I respect all those reasons, and I hope you find the perfect spot. And it's a lot more fun, I think, to be near family. A couple of my nephews have babies, and it's so fun to see pictures of them, and I think, wow, if my son decides to get married and have kids, I will definitely see a move in my future. Because I want to be close enough to hang out with them, too. So that's just family, I guess. Any other comments?
Coming out the piece of that thing you baked there and put it in the mail, I'll have the delivery man bring it around to the side door so he doesn't have to step on the porch. But you say hello to Mark for us and have a good evening. I'll back on out of here. It's about time for second shift to show up. So you have a good evening. 73 is KN4RJN. I am clear.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for the rag cheese tonight, Mr. John. I appreciate it and hope everything goes well with your dog and your pet lizard. Anyway, as net controller, I'd like to invite anybody that I might have missed for comments or check-ins. Anyone Alpha through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. In Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman.
TP. Kilo November 4, Limo Quebec Oscar, KN4LQO, Ryan in Tacoa. And I'll be negative in Angus tonight. Thank you for calling at 73.
4HTP. T and Mark, please check in. KI4DOS, here. Also, my pretty little ride show, HK3JOY. We are back for Corporal tonight. Good evening, Mark, all over the net. Just check us in and out.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Steve from Inman, KN4BWA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steve. Then I have Ryan from Tacoa, KN4LQO. It's good to hear you on the radio tonight. And next, I'd like to welcome Gary and his wife, Joy, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Thank you for checking in tonight. Mr. Gary, there's a lot of noise in your signal coming through to me, so I decided to let you know about that. Thank you for checking in, and Mr. Gary is our net control on Wednesdays, so I invite everybody to check in with him on Wednesday. All right, anyone else in the group Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Been a fabulous net tonight. Thank you to everyone for checking in. My records show that Miss Karen, WD4CYM, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure she would appreciate your patronage. Please check in with her. And let's see, my net report, I did work on fixing that problem. I will try to submit it electronically and have the repeater announce that to you. Just for your information, I had 45 check-ins tonight. 45, that's great. It's a great Monday, so I appreciate everybody taking the time to gather around the radio. It's been a good evening. And let's see. So I will try to send that in, but I'm going to go ahead and secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.
RJN, KN4VWA.
Stand by, Steve. Let her get her net report in.
KN4HTP. I sent it to announce, but it It says it did, but I didn't hear it. So anyway, I'm clear. Thanks, John.
Do that. Have a good night. KN4VWA, KN4RJN.
Yes, good evening, John. I thought she was already finished when she turned it back to regular use. Yep. So anyhow, well, I'm out late tonight, big guy.
Because...
got another huge doe, so there'll be meat on the table for the winter.
So you went out and shot Bambi?
Bambi's mama. She tastes good. Stand by just a second. I gotta order me something to eat here. Man, I had supper.
Shot Bambi's mother. For HTP, KN4RJN. KN4HTP, KN4RJN.
JN, KN4VWA, you still there?
For JN, I am still here. I thought you just shot Bambi's mother. Why you gotta run out and get something to eat?
Volume turned down. Is you still there, John?
I thought you just shot Bambi's mother. Why you gotta run out and get something to eat?
Well, because I shot her right at dark, and man, had to go take her down to the processing and get her processed. And I'm just now getting back up the road where I can, you know, get me something to eat, head home.
You don't do the caveman thing where you skin it right there in the field and eat it raw?
Do the liver. No. No, I took it down to the processor.
Check, Roger. So, what else is happening besides you out killing innocent animals?
In the neighborhood, Bubba. I think I'm going to try to latch on to some ham sticks. Change my setup around a little bit.
Some ham what?
Ham sticks. They're basically monoband antennas for HF.
So I thought you were talking about something to eat. I didn't know what a ham stick was. Excuse me.
And those curly fries, those are good.
Well, with ham sticks?
And curly fries, maybe some of those cheese sticks. Good eating.
What? John, you still there?
We all disappeared. We're still here.
Well, I'll tell you what. The line, there's almost no line at Mackey D's in Inman. And they're still making me pull around so that they can cook the daggone hamburger for my Big Mac. That's pitiful. Gotta love them.
Oh, it's fresh.
It's freshly cooked. It's not under the hot lamps for 6 hours.
Hey, am I getting out okay? Am I staticky to you guys?
Fine.
I'm quiet into the repeater.
Bit of white noise in the background, but now you're coming in good. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Not bad. Busy day. I had a washing machine break on me. I had to go buy another one, drag the old one out, drag it to the curb. I'm not used to, you know, I was an office worker for 20 years. I'm not used to physical labor. Somehow I think I'm actually busted up worse than if my job was, you know, hauling boulders up a mountain. There's a disadvantage to being a sedentary person.
Like boulders, washing machines have sharp edges on them, and they're a little bit awkward. But I hear what you're saying.
The hunted does or just the bucks? I suppose any adult deer that you have in your sights, it's not a juvenile. I mean, I don't know what the rules are.
The regulations have changed over the years. They used to have doe days, and you could take one doe on those doe days. But now, when you buy your South Carolina hunting license, you're sent a set of tags for bucks and does, and you can pretty much just simply fill your tags. And as soon as, you know, as soon as you've filled your quota, then you got to quit.
I'm sure. Because, I mean, for purposes of maintaining the herd, the males are generally useless. You know, once the does are pregnant, you can shoot all them. I didn't know if there was a bag limit on either one or if you were even allowed at all.
You're allowed two does and I think it's $4.
Right, I didn't know. I've never been hunting, so, you know, it wouldn't... I'd probably shoot myself. I'm not even sure I have a proper weapon. I got some slug shells for a shotgun, maybe.
In the state of South Carolina, I think they have got a requirement now for hunter education and gun safety. So... compared to some states, South Carolina is pretty advanced on that type of thing and game management.
B&G. Well, you know, before this, I'm from New York, so whatever South Carolina says is probably pretty liberal compared to up north. I've never been hunting. Never really had that much desire to go. I mean, you know, maybe one day.
The only thing that I could encourage you to is don't shoot anything that you're not intending to eat.
I agree with that. I don't like trophy hunters. You know, people spend tens of thousands of dollars to go to camp somewhere in the African savannah to shoot, you know, tigers or lions or elephants or something. I mean, all of which I'm sure are endangered, and you're not going to eat the thing anyway. You're just going to slice off its head and put it on the wall.
Disagree with that myself.
A lot of parts of the country, I imagine, you supplement your dietary requirements fairly nicely if you've got a... What do they weigh? I'm guessing after they're butchered, maybe 50 to 100 pounds of deer meat in the freezer, and you've got yourself a nice winter food stash.
This particular deer was 155 pounds before it was dressed, and that's a fairly large doe. So that'll render out enough hamburger and tenderloins to I'd say 50% of my meat requirement for the winter.
Meat. Nice and lean, not a lot of fat on it. Can't make burgers out of it, though, because burgers actually depend on some fat to stick together. If you're grinding beef up to make burger patties, you might have to actually add some fat back into it. Yeah, there was a store, a couple of stores near me up north that once in a while would have bison, which is, you know, it's a lot leaner than beef. Again, you know, if you make it into patties, it falls apart. You almost got to add back some lard or something.
Remember at Costco?
Costco has them.
Sells bison burger, and it's pure bison burger, and it is delicious.
Before, it's not bad. You know, as I said, it's typically a lot leaner. Bison, I guess, are free range. They don't, you don't force feed them until they practically blow up like a balloon. And I don't imagine there's hormones and antibiotics.
Deer meat and any type of meat source, protein source like that, you know, I love a steak. I love a good steak, but it's full of hormones. It's full of growth stuff. You know, like you said, they pump them up.
Hormones and you know, too much is made of that. I don't know if the hormones and the antibiotics actually do anything, because by the time you cook the meat, you've broken down all those molecules. But kind of a lot of fat, because literally, they force feed them until they triple in their weight.
So by the time it gets to the slaughterhouse, the most merciful thing you can do is kill it, or it would die of a heart attack.
That's one way to look at it. Well, I'm about to destinate. John, give me a call sometime tomorrow. You're out and about. I'll catch you later. Glenn, take it easy, buddy. This is KN4, VWA, and I'm clear for the evening.
I'm going to do a load of laundry and see if that machine that I spent all day schlepping in here. But you take care, and we'll talk to you later. K82BNG, I'll be clear.
K2MBG, KN4. VWA, you guys have a good evening. KN4RJ, and I am clear.